describe the mood in the meeting rooms? You added, so I mean, you know, congratulations, 97 points in two games is not what anybody envisioned. I'm sure you guys are the players that are in there. You know, to come out and improve on that, how would you determine what the mood's been like in there?
The mood has been, the guys are ready. Okay, and the guys, just like anything else, they're not happy about it. We're all not happy about it. So we got to fix it. You know, 2 weeks ago, three long runs. Last week, some passes. Okay, sometimes, you know, we got to make plays when they're there. That's number one. The 3 weeks before that, we made a whole bunch of plays, and nobody got over 300 yards. So we got to find where our consistency level is. And like we say, tackle the guy with the ball. Get him on the ground. Because that's been the issue and that stuff. You know, you can't be a one-phased team or defense in this league, because they can run and they can pass, the good ones.
You're so susceptible to the middle of the field in the Baltimore game, and Saints are pretty good at that seam and in the middle of the field and with their receivers. Was there a specific problem with the middle of the field against Baltimore?
Most of that was just simply guys doing their job. And what I thought John and the Ravens did is they found the guy pretty quickly. I thought Flacco did a good job that way. That was doing our job.
You guys talked about communication being a problem last week. Why does that happen? When there is a lack of communication, what goes into that?
That wasn't a lack of communication. Okay. The calls were in. That was guys doing their job on a play. Okay. Sometimes there's a guy out of whack on a play and the ball doesn't find him. Last week, the ball found him on all three phases, not just on defense. That's what happened. Okay? So when that happens in a game, you got to get your mind right and do it. There was, most of the time, that was the case. It was one guy being slightly out of whack on whatever happened, and the ball found him. And so we got to fix that. And that comes down to doing your job. The only way out of anything is to do your job. Life, football, whatever.
I'm guessing Breeze usually finds that guy. The guy's out of whack.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Is this team different? How is this team different without Pat Lee on?
How is it different without Pat Lee?
Is it better?
You know, Pat did his job for the most part. You know, we just felt that, you know, and Coach gave you guys the explanation that the other younger corners were a little bit better on special teams than Pat with Ron back. And so that's why he made the decision. Pat did some things that were very good for us this year. The interception against Kansas City did some things that were good, you know. There's times where he could have tackled a little better. But I'm happy Pat's on a roster, and I'm rooting for him.
Also, we're still concerned about Philip Seymour's status here, but is 75% Seymour better than the guy he's going to be replaced?
I don't know. I know Seymour is pretty good, but I don't know what percent or how he is and that kind of stuff. I don't know the injury situation, but we'd love to have him as soon as we can, of course.
Coach talked to us about Tyvon Hanko, Mike Mitchell stepping up in that role. What have you seen from him in his progression?
Mike gets better every week. Mike likes contact. Mike loves the game of football. Mike really wants to get it right. He takes good notes. He's attentive, and he works on things. So if he has questions, he brings them to us. He needs to slow his heartbeat down, which you may have heard from Coach. He needs to slow his heartbeat down and do his job at times. He's so anxious to make a play. Well, there's times where, especially this quarterback, he'll look over here and throw over there. So you got to be in the right spot, and that's what Mike's learning. But he's definitely progressing, and we're excited with where he's going.
That what happened to Aaron Curry last week. He needs to slow it down a little bit.
Yeah,
Aaron was out there, Aaron played all year.
Yes, that would be a good way to describe Aaron as well. He's studying. He's getting better. He's working. But he needs to slow it down, do his job. The thing that guys do in any situation, and sometimes it happens, is pressing. And you press in life, too. When something's wrong, you know, our job is to turn bad into good. But what you have to do is this. The only way out of anything is to do your job. You can't think outside of that. And what happens is they start saying, oh, well, I feel this. I'll try to make a play. Then when you try to make a play and go over here, that ball runs right there. Okay, and that's what happens. And it's human nature. And so that's why you have to break it. And it is breaking it. You gotta do your job. That's the only way you get out of things.
Do you find that your tone changes in the way that you teach after difficult games as opposed to after a good game? I mean, are you a guy that I'm going to get on them this week, or do you think, look, they know when they made a mistake, they don't need me to beat them down with it? Where's the medium there?
There's 16 games. Your job is to go 1-0 every week. That's what you do. So at the end of the week, you figure out what you did wrong, and you better fix it. Like, for example, after Tampa, we ran those same run plays. Well, Baltimore tried most of those same run plays, and they didn't work. That's what you have to do, is fix your problems. So the methods with which we go about fixing our problems stay within our personalities as a coaching staff. There's times where, you know, they might be tired. We got to get on them. We got to get them to go. This is football. This is the greatest game on the planet. Why? Because you get to run and hit, and you're totally dependent on those 10 guys on the field with you. So there's times where, hey, you got to, hey, look, guys, this is it. There's times where it might be whispering, do your job. Here's why. See? There's times where it might be, hey, look, what's wrong? You know, the only times you're really going to get after somebody is if they're just out of their own mind or they're about to hurt themselves. When they're about to hurt themselves with something they're doing, dropping their head on contact. I mean, they talked a lot about tackling with you guys. You don't want to ever see a football player or anybody in that position. So, long answer.
That's right.
But the methods change where we need to go, but not out of our personalities.
Have you had a chance to talk to Coach Williams? And how do you, as a football staff, how do you deal when some real-life tragedy like that comes into your family? How do you deal with it?
It puts what we're doing in perspective, but also it tells you what you get to do every day when you walk out on this field is an honor and a privilege, and we've talked to the players about that, and you don't know when that's gone. You don't know, so you better take advantage of every day. The staff, you know, great ones adjust to things. You don't know what's going to come at you in a 16-game NFL season. You don't know. You don't know about injuries. You prepare who you have as good as you can to the best of your ability, and you go fight.
Have you seen the snowball effect at all as far as players not letting bad plays go, maybe lingering on bad plays? Have you seen any of that in the last couple of games?
I think against Tampa, they got shocked that a run actually went through us because we fixed everything after Miami. And really, besides two halves of football this year, we've played good run defense. I think what happens is you want answers, but you're not exactly sure. When something happens over there and you're over here, you don't know as a player. So what you got to do is, and there's a little bit of shock, like, I wonder what happened over there. But you have to stop thinking about that and say, okay, next play. It's still next play. No matter what, next play is your best play. Okay, to KO spikes. Next play is the best play. And you just have to keep building that in your head and in your mindset. You can't let it enter. You can't. That's your job. You're a professional. You can't let it enter your head as a player, coach, whatever.
But do you think, like, if your players were pressing at times, that was getting in their head? Maybe that was part of the problem?
Sure, like I was giving the example of jumping out of the gap. I mean, but you can't. All you can do is your job. That's the only way out. It's the only way out if you want to fix something and anything that you do. You have to do your job.
Jason, are you still working on the fundamentals of tackling yet?
Yep. Today we did.
Maybe more than you thought you would at midway point?
No, we work the fundamentals of tackling. We have a tackling thing that we do every Wednesday, and we have takeaways that we do every Thursday. Every week, regardless, that's how we start practice. Because those are the two things you got to do. You got to tackle the guy with the ball, and you got to take the ball away and get it back in the hands of the offense. Okay, we've done that well at times. And we can still improve on that. We got to improve on our ball searching. We got to catch the ball. We've had times where the ball's where, you know, it's thrown up. We had a couple last week. You know, we should have came out of that game with more. Denver game, we had our hands on a lot of footballs. Okay, we got to catch it. That's our job. It hits our hands, we catch it.
You mentioned the guys are ready this week. Have you had this week to prop up guys more confidence-wise, get them feeling better about themselves after giving up so many points the last couple of weeks? Has that been part of your job this week, kind of make sure guys are confident, I guess? Or?
Well, it's what you guys hit at. I mean, before the Tampa Bay game, all we talked about at this press conference is, man, your run defense is good.